Here in Sri Chaitanya Sarasatmat Navadeep, we've just welcomed back one of the two preaching parties that are currently out in the villages. They're collecting rice and boga and various things in preparation for the coming Gauripurnima festivals. On one of the preaching parties was Gaura Nataraj Prabhu, who's come all the way from California, and he was very courageous. He went as the only Westerner. He's just come back, and so we've got him here with us. So, Gaura Nataraj Prabhu, welcome back. It's good to see you in good physical shape after your travels. Please tell us your first impressions on visiting the villages.
My first impression was that it was hard, me being the only one who spoke English. I mean, Acharya Maharaj spoke English, but not very often.
And Acharya Maharaj, he was the head of your team.
Yes, Acharya Maharaj was the head of our team.
In general, what was your daily program while you were out?
Well, in general, we would wake up at about 5:30 in the morning, take bath, and then go to different houses and do bhajans in the morning. After that, we would go out on rice collection after prasadam. After rice collection, at about 12 o'clock, we would go to a different house and have aarti. And then after prasadam, we would go and take some rest. At about 3 o'clock, we would go back out on rice collection till around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we would have the evening program till 10 at night.
And did you lead some of the kirtans?
Yes, I led a few.
And what did the Bengali villagers think about that?
They didn't seem to really mind.
You brought back a few photographs with you, and we've got some of them here in front of us. So please tell us, what's happening in this first picture?
In this first picture, Madhukrishna Prabhu is about to garland Acharya Maharaj, which he does before every preaching program, to start the preaching program off auspiciously. The next picture, Jinabandhu Prabhu is loading the sumu while Suman Krishna Prabhu and Jagannanda Prabhu pose for a picture. And in picture 3, they're setting up Artik right after we got to Nasigram. Picture 4 is during Artik.
And that's looking quite cold.
Yes, it was much colder than Navadvip. In picture 5, Acharya Maharaj is giving class. Picture 6 is the next morning at a different house before bhajans. And these are the deities they have at this house. In the next picture, Acharya Maharaj is giving a class at the Mahaprabhu Mandir in Nasigram.
And is this in the morning or the evening?
This is in the evening, and the pictures are quite dark because of the low lighting.
Picture 9, is it the same program?
Yes. And picture 10 is the next morning during rice collection. This is one of the families that gave, I think, 50 kgs of rice.
And picture 11, same family?
No, picture 11 is a different family. Picture 12 is the baby cow right outside where we were staying. This next picture, Dinabandhu Prabhu is holding the baby calf. And then this is Arvinda Prabhu and his family, and this is the house that we stayed at.
And which one is Arvinda Prabhu?
The big man on the left.
And is he a disciple of Srila Govinda Maharaj?
Yes. In picture 15, this woman is donating a bucket of rice. And the next picture is her mother. Picture 17, me and Dinabandhu Prabhu are carrying bags of rice back from rice collection. In picture 18 on the right, this is Suvas, our driver, and his friend. Picture 19 is during Tulasi Arti at an evening program. Picture 20 is just from a different angle of the same program. Picture 21 is of the bull at the house we are staying. Picture 22 is of the same bull, but with the two men who attend all the cows.
In picture 23, just explain to everybody, what is that behind the people?
Those are rice storage huts. They're made from the straw of the rice. As you can see, on the right, the straw is wound around to make a thick rope. is wrapped around like a coil, which makes the hut.
And inside, they're storing what?
Rice. And in picture 24, we see one of the mud houses.
Actually, we see a lot of mud houses and thatch roofs, etc. here, and animals, of course. So this very much, it was a village area rather than a town?
Yes, very much. Most all houses were mud. Very few were cement. This next picture is Govindabhog, a very high quality rice that we got 30 kgs of. And this next picture, picture 27, is taken at an evening program at the Gopinath Mandir. This is the Didi Gopinath. Picture 29 is of Sukha Krishna Prabhu's father, and Sukha Krishna Prabhu lives here at the Mott. In picture 30, this is Acharya Maharaj and a few of the other devotees walking on the outskirts of the village. Picture 31 is of the various animals in Nasigram. And this next picture is of a mother sheep and her lamb. In picture 33, this is Acharya Maharaj and Arvinda Prabhu standing by about 800 kgs of rice. And in total, we collected 2,600 kgs. In picture 34, this is Suman Krishna Prabhu loading the sumo before we left Arvinda's house. Picture 35 is Bhajans right before we left Nasigram. This last picture is a group photo of some of the villagers just before we headed back to Navadvip Dham.
Many thanks for showing us these pictures. What do you think is going to stick out most in your mind about your visit to the villages this time?
The generosity of the people, because they live in thatched huts and all they have is nothing, basically. So to give so much is amazing.
Guru Nataraj Prabhu, what age are you?
18.
And you're coming from a devotional family, isn't it? So please tell us about your family.
Well, I have 2 brothers and 4 sisters.
And they are all here with you?
No, I have 2 brothers here and 2 sisters here, and my mom and dad.
And who is your mother and father?
Manmati and Jagannanda Prabhu.
Please tell everybody, how long is it since you came from America?
About 2 weeks before I went to the village.
So just 2 weeks ago, you were in Santa Cruz in California, and now suddenly you've been in the villages of West Bengal. How did it feel?
It was a little shocking. I don't think they've seen too many Americans in that village, because wherever I would go, there seemed to be a group of children following closely by.
With what sort of mood?
Curiosity.
And how did you treat them when they looked at you?
Well, I tried to ask them their name and how they were, but most of them wouldn't reply.
Because they didn't understand, maybe?
Well, I was saying it in Bengali, but I just don't think they wanted to reply.
And did you get them to chant the holy names?
Yes, most of the time. Say, Bolo Nitai, Nitai.
Okay, so well done. I think you're very brave to have gone as the only Westerner in the group, but I'm sure that the hospitality of the people made up for everything else.
Yes, everybody was very nice. We'd always have very nice prasadam.
And would you do it again?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And a very nice example to all of the devotees. Thank you very much, Gauranatharaj Prabhu.